And you know, Xinhua has foreign bureaus in other countries. I see Xinhua's news agency in English on Google. Google News, I don't know if you see Google News in English, but in Google News in English, they run many articles about the same story from different sources. And one of them is Xinhua News Agency. And, Xinhua News Agency is a respectable news agency overseas. They can't write a fake story. If President Obama says something, they have to report it. They can't say he said one thing and he didn't say it, you know. So they have to be respectable. I think what they... I don't know what their business... You know, they have to go out and make business arrangements with other news agencies. The way Associated Press works is, I think... I'll bet the Associated Press has an arrangement with Xinhua. In other words, they did with TASS when they were in Russia. The problem is there are very few news agencies that are really worldwide. Reuters is one. AFP is getting there. And I guess the Associated Press is also, although I don't know, again, I have no information on this. Do the Chinese newspapers themselves receive foreign wire services like AP or Reuters or AFP, or do they do as TASS used to do? TASS would have an arrangement with the foreign news agencies, and they would all send their news to TASS, and if TASS wanted to quote them, they would put it in an article. But I don't think Pravda or Izvestia, when I lived in Russia, had independent sources of news from foreign news agencies. Yeah, now certainly at the New York Times, we did not receive the Xinhua news agency. We could have. They would have been happy to take our money, but we just never did. And I'm sure, however, that the Beijing Bureau here receives the Xinhua news agency probably both in Chinese and English. So they couldn't survive without it. I think Xinhua is recognized as a major news agency, but it's a specialized one. It's a Chinese news agency, but they have ambitions because they have the English language wire. But you know, again, news agencies have the same problems of newspapers. If people aren't buying newspapers, then the newspapers aren't going to pay much money for a news agency. Some newspapers in the United States are stopping the AP, which is really shocking to me. The AP has now reduced its price that charges newspapers. Someone in the back. I want some question back there. All right, here we go. What kind of news? Google News, yes. I'm sorry, I'm not quite.
News websites have no right to interview. Journalists from websites have no right to interview in China.
Really? I understand. Well, when we started the New York Times on the web, we had a very small staff, and our job was mostly, in other words, we had a group of young people who were called producers. And what they did is they took the stories from the New York Times printed newspaper and put them on the web. They wrote a headline on it. They might add some pictures. but they didn't do their own reporting. That situation, the only person who did original reporting when we began the website, I had one veteran reporter who at 12 noon and at 5 p.m. would write an update summarizing what had happened during the day. Because we didn't have enough skills to do breaking news. Then when we began to do breaking news, it became important for us to get New York Times stories up on the website before the newspaper came up. And nowadays, the website has its own reporters who put together stories working with New York Times reporters. So they do some reporting, and they also have their own multimedia, you know, video stuff. But I would say of the story, most of the, it's difficult. It's the web and the news, printed newspaper now in New York, for the New York Times, and the same and other major newspapers are closely together. So that it's very hard to say what's written for the web as what's written for the newspaper, because let's say there's a major disaster in Beijing right now. In New York, it's now 11 p.m. It's still time to get into the regular newspaper, printed newspaper. So the story would come right into New York, and they would put it on the website and into the newspaper almost at the same time, because the last edition of the New York Times newspaper is published about 2 a.m. So after 2 a.m., the newspaper is dead. Nothing can get in the newspaper till the next day at about midnight. So all that time, from 2 a.m. until midnight, only the web supplies the news, and so reporters write for the web. Is that clear? I'm not sure I'm clear. Can somebody tell them that in Chinese? I'm just trying to. Did you understand what I said? Okay. Yes, go ahead, right in front of me. That's a good professional question, and everybody faces that problem when they become a journalist in a new country. Now, I will tell you some of the easy facts. All right. Presumably, if People's Daily wanted to send you to New York, there's a People's Daily correspondent there now. So that correspondent, if he's a decent enough person, will wait for you to arrive and introduce you to some of his official contacts. He'll take you, or she will take you, to the United Nations, where you'll get accreditation as a correspondent. You'll go to New York City, get a press card, which allows you to go to park your car wherever you want, and he might introduce you to some people interested in Chinese affairs, and then he'll go home and you're left by yourself. Then it requires on your own, you might want to go over to the New York Times and introduce yourself as a new journalist from Beijing. And if the foreign editor is a kindly person, they would say, oh, let's have lunch and we'll talk about things. And you could always call them up for some guidance. There are lots of professional journalists in New York. There'll be other Chinese journalists who'll be happy to help you out. And then you'll have a good time walking around New York. You could go even see some Chinese movies in New York. But you want to catch up on the arts to learn. You'll want to learn what New Yorkers and what Americans are interested in. And so that becomes hard. You'll spend some time on TV until you go crazy. And so it's an interesting experience, and and you learn from the more veteran journalists too. They'll give you tips. I mean, that's when I got to Moscow as a journalist, I had been to Russia before on trips, but I had never worked there. And again, I met the other older journalists who'd been there before me, and they gave me some tips, and I paid a call at the foreign ministry. And I went to some theater. I interviewed some theater directors whose plays I liked. I just tried to get myself more into the life of a journalist. I had a Russian who worked for me as an assistant, and he helped me around a bit. He taught me all about ballet. I now, my favorite thing is ballet. So anyway, so that was a good question. Go ahead. Yes. Okay. Which website?
Twitter.
Yes, okay.
And some politicians and businessmen also take part in this kind of
life. Yes.
Yeah, and they always be the person who give the fresh news.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. So I also want to know what's your opinion on the relationship between the social networks and the traditional.
All right. Well, that's an interesting question because it's changing as we speak. For instance, the New York Times now has a full-time editor for social networks. It's a woman who's a veteran journalist, I confess, I am not a Twitterer. I use Facebook more than Twitter. If you go to Facebook, you can be a friend of mine. But Twitter, I've had young women like you working for me at the Council on Foreign Relations, and I see them on their cell phone, and I say, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm Twittering." They Twitter about everything they're doing. Because all you can write is one line or two on Twitter. But you're right, some commercial interests now, because they know people look at Twitter, are trying to put their advertisements on Twitter or tell people about their products. And as I said earlier, from Iran, we learned a lot from Twitter. That was a very interesting time. But so newspapers now have people on the staff who watch Twitter all day on various news stories, and people put up their opinions, and sometimes they even have some information. You know, the trouble is with Twitter, it's an awful lot of, in English, American slang, hot air. In other words, it's not really factual, but opinions, just people talking up in the air. But if you like Twitter, enjoy it. Is Twitter allowed here? I think it's banned, right? Can you Twitter here? No? Yes? No. What? Is it a Chinese version? Oh, I see. So it's interesting. It gets, what is it? What I don't understand is if it's, explain to me the politics here. If Twitter and Facebook, it's not possible to get onto, the English language ones, but there's now Chinese versions, right?
Yeah.
Is it the same kind of thing? You have a friends on Facebook, and so you put your picture up, and people are your friends, and so what's the real difference? Is there any difference, except this is all in Chinese? We have no idea what?
Twitter is in America, it's full of the
Facebook is blocked in China.
I know, I understand. So you can't see my, you can't see me in China. Anyway. But is Google, on Google News, I've had trouble getting on Google News. Sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't, but I can't, it's not, anyway. You'll work that out. I'm sure Facebook will be back eventually. Facebook's a good website. It has a lot of stuff. It has a lot of stuff. I guess maybe there's too much politics. I don't know. The people. Anyway.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead. Is this the last question? Okay. Yes.
And the national news has decreased after the financial crisis. That's interesting because international news is still important, but the reporting is decreased. Can you tell me why and decreased?
Well, I mean, I'll give you a short answer. Because of the economic problems in the United States, I told you newspapers are suffering a great deal because they've lost advertisements, and so they've had to reduce their staff. And one of the way many newspapers have reacted is to close down their overseas bureaus. So a number of medium-sized American newspapers, like the Baltimore Sun, which at one time had major operations like in Beijing and other cities, have closed their bureaus. So there are fewer American full-time correspondents now living overseas. So therefore this, and also the newspapers have less space to print news. So they usually comes out of fewer foreign stories. Not necessarily the New York Times, but other newspapers. Is it better? Is it, what's that?
Present.
Yes.
When the situation will become better?
When the economy recovers, I think eventually, yes, they will have more foreign correspondents. But, you know, it's very expensive to keep a correspondent overseas. It's several hundred thousand dollars a person. He has to hire and has to have a little office, an assistant to do some translating for him. It's not easy. Okay, is that it?
Sir, I